from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Speaking of a three-peat, God, I love Alex Smith.
Like, you guys are in unprecedented territory, right? No team has ever three-peated, ever. Right. Like, that's crazy. And it could be a distraction. Like, it's out there, though. Like, how have you guys approached this as a team? Certainly as a leader. Is this something you guys talk about openly? I mean, it's there.
It wasn't like we talked about it openly, but I mean, right after the Super Bowl, you saw that we were saying, like, we got to go do it. But since we've gotten back, and it's just football. I mean, we know what the process is. You go in the day-by-day process of just getting better. This is the hardest week for us, coming back to St. Joe after that first preseason game. But you saw guys feisty out there today. I mean, it's guys want to be great, and I think that's the best thing about it.
So that was Mahomes with Alex Smith on his podcast talking about if they talk about the three-peat. I can tell you honestly, they are focused on a three-peat.
Sure
they are focused on the legacy that is, as they should be.
Yep.
It's not like, well, we just want to go win a championship. Now, last year, believe it or not, they were focused on getting to a repeat because the Super Bowl loss to Tampa Bay hurt them so bad that they didn't want to ever go through that again. And they proved that they knew that. They wanted to win a back-to-back. And when I was at the red carpet for their ring ceremony, you could tell, like, yeah, they were there to have fun. They were loose. They were enjoying the moment. But they were all, from Donovan to Clark to Mahomes to everybody, it was, yeah, we're celebrating tonight. Yeah, I mean, even Brett Veach said, he's like, we sit back, we celebrate tonight, but we know that we're getting ready to go to St. Joe and gear up for a three-peat. There is no doubt in my mind that one of the scariest things that there could possibly be in the NFL is a hungry Chiefs roster.
Yeah.
And the only appetite they have a hunger for is a third consecutive Super Bowl.
And because they know that's the legacy game right there. That's what's going to separate them from everybody else in this league and everybody else who's come before them. They're going to do something that literally no one, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, the great quarterbacks of all time, those are probably the only two that are still considered ranked above Patrick Mahomes when it comes to great quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. Those two quarterbacks couldn't accomplish this. If Patrick Mahomes accomplishes this, he accomplishes something the greatest of all time couldn't accomplish. He accomplishes something that the second greatest of all time and Joe Montana couldn't accomplish. It puts him in rarefied air. And that's what matters most to Patrick Mahomes. It's not about what he does in the regular season and numbers like that. It's about winning that third Super Bowl. And they were talking about winning that third Super Bowl from the time the confetti was falling, right? When the confetti was falling after beating San Francisco, it's like, all right, now we have an opportunity to go out there and three-peat. And it reminds me a lot of the 2014 Royals when they lost that World Series inside that locker room, you know, after that final out of Game 7. They were sitting around going, we're winning this effing thing next year. And they put their mind to it, and they went out, and they won it. And if that Royals team could put their mind to it and win the World Series in 2015, a team led by Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Andy Reid's going to be in really good position to go out there and get it done. They know the significance of this. They know what this means, and they know where they will be in history and where their quarterback will be in history if they go out there and they three-peat. I think, in my opinion anyway, the three-peat is more valuable valuable than him passing Tom Brady in total rings. Because I think eventually he will pass Tom Brady in total rings. But he will do something that Tom Brady, Joe Montana have never been able to do. Nobody's been able to do. Win three Super Bowls in a row. That's pretty wild, man. That's so freaking hard to do in any sport, let alone the NFL.
Yeah. Pretty impressive. Speaking of impressive, the Royals season so far has been impressive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we asked yesterday, what kind of fan are you currently with the Royals team? Are you, it's been fun. I'm enjoying it. We were terrible last year, 56 wins, as opposed to possibly getting a chance to win the division, be a wild card team. They still are a wild card team.
One game.
One, because yesterday was a terrible day. Everybody that couldn't win did win, and you were supposed
except
to win.
Except Seattle. I think they got housed yesterday.
It was like 15 to 1 or
pretty
something
similar
like that.
To the way yeah. we got housed yesterday.
13 to 3. Yeah.
It happens.
Royce Lewis right now is the Royals' daddy.
Yeah, he is.
He's also just a stud if he can stay healthy. But yesterday was one of those games where, you know, we talk about the roller coaster of emotions where, you know, I was texting you guys last night, it's panic button time. You responded, well, it's not football.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you. And you're right. I can come back down to earth a little bit, but it was just
because if they win today, you're gonna be like, here we go. Like the wave of emotion, like baseball. That's why I thought Ned was so good. He was just steady the whole time.
And that's kind of like how Q. Yeah, I'll say that's kind of like how Q is, who joins us at 9. How it's like, yeah, it's 2-game skid. We're still a playoff team, but you know, we go out there with Cole today. We're gonna try to shove. Royals game today, 12:10. Josh Verner at 11 o'clock here on 610 Sports Radio. Your Royals insider with the Royals pregame.
Coley and Gold got a big one today.
Yeah,
whole hour.
Oh my. Their last day, 1 hour. Yeah. Ours, 4. That's because we love you. I'm just kidding. That's not a shot at them.
No, we're jealous.
Yeah. Must be nice. People always say, why do you say must be nice so much? Because that is one of those must be nice.
Yeah. So that means we need to get out of here by 10:30. So,
They got to get going, man. They got to get their show on. Yeah. But then you bring up a poll question because we watched yesterday the emotions that go through and you see the pitching and maybe Seth Lugo, that arm and the innings are starting to rack up and maybe it's starting to become a reality. And, you know, I was talking to Rob Britton and he was like, man, if both of our takes on this Royals team right now come true, this team is not going to be where we want them to go. I said that Brady Singer could be, he's an equivalent to Tua Tagovailoa. Does well against bad teams when it comes to good teams.
Brady Singer's your fourth starter.
Because
if you're starting the playoffs today, you're going Lugo, Walk, and Reagans.
Because a week ago, we were telling ourselves that Brady Singer gets the ball to start the playoff game. And it drastically changes.
Yeah.
And
but now, then you start to look at the numbers like we did yesterday. And this is not a Bob Fesco opinion. This is a fact. Against 500 and above teams, he's like, what, 4-1 with a 2 ERA? And teams that are below 500, he's like 4-7, you know, whatever the case may be.
The opposite.
The opposite, Against above 500 teams, his ERA is about 2 runs per game more than against teams that are below 500. Not a big game pitcher. The numbers prove it out.
Yeah. And I would say that today's one of those days where another one of your horses is up and ready to go and you need somebody to be the guy that says enough is enough and it's time for a change.
Yeah.
Right? Shout out Owen Hart, RIP. But you bring up a question of do they need to add a certain someone, and that someone is?
Trevor Bauer. Okay. Yeah, Trevor Bauer. And from the people that I've talked to in baseball, look, they say he's throwing the ball well and all that kind of stuff. And people are very, you know, skittish to sign Trevor Bauer. Look, I understand that. He's had some bad clubhouse, situations and things of that nature over the years. It's been some weird things that may have gone on, you know, with Trevor Bauer. But he's an arm that is available that can help you out and give you an infusion of somebody that, A, is not on the roster right now, and B, is a really good pitcher, and you're trying to make this postseason push. Is it worth making the postseason by signing Trevor Bauer? That's what you have to ask yourself. I personally, with the Royals' history of only making the playoffs 9 times in 60 years,
9 times.
I personally think that it is worth trying to make the postseason by signing Trevor Bauer. And 66% of the people who have voted in the poll that I have up on X, formerly Twitter, have weighed in. They think, yes, the answer is yes to sign Trevor Bauer. 66%. So 2/3 of the vote are saying, yeah, go sign this guy. Let's see what he can do. I mean, I had somebody comment yesterday, and this is kind of the way you have to look at it. I didn't really like Tyreek Hill, but boy, I rooted for him on the football field. And you can separate the two. We cheered for Tyreek Hill. He was great on the football field. Not somebody I'd like to spend any amount of time with, okay? But he's a guy who was dominant on the football field and was unbelievable. Off the football field, not interested. Trevor Bauer can be that same type of guy where he can go out there on the baseball field, help us win games. Off the field, I'm not interested in hanging out with that guy.
Top three texts from the 913, yes. From the 913, I'll go vote yes. From the 816, hell yeah, Bob. You know Bob spelled backwards is Bob?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
I believe that's an onomatopoeia.
Is that an onomatopoeia?
Is that what that is?
Or is that jumbo shrimp?
No, that's, no. Onomatopoeia is a word that sounds the same.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
Because NASCAR backwards is NASCAR.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes backwards is se.
Dad backwards is dad.
Yep.
Mom backwards is mom.
And moving forward, we will be calling ourselves Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, which means today is the last day of 610 Sports Radio. We
That's
open
right.
up the text line and the phone line to you, 913-586-7610. Your favorite... Or one memory that sticks out the most for you.
Yeah.
The listener.
Palindrome. Because... That's what it is. Say, yeah. I think onomatopoeia. No, it's not.
Onomatopoeia is when you say a word that has a sound, like sizzle.
That's like onomatopoeia?
I'm pretty sure.
Then what's the term for the word jumbo shrimp?
That's an oxymoron.
That's an oxymoron?
Yes.
Okay.
Something that doesn't exist, but we call it something else. Like there's no such thing as jumbo shrimp, it's an oxymoron.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get bigger shrimp, you know, you get colossal shrimp, and you know those. I personally like the 16 shrimp. To 20 count shrimp.
How many fried shrimp do you think you can eat? No judgment.
Fried? I'm not a huge
like,
fried shrimp.
Okay, popcorn shrimp. Them back. You think you can eat a pound?
Oh God, yes.
Okay,
yeah. For sure. You're talking to a gentleman who ate 50 Hooters wings at one point.
Okay.
Like that woman who Chris Jones is trying to pay the tab on, who stole $1.5 million in chicken wings.
And by the way, that's a Richard of the Week.
I mean, she sucks. Week, like yeah, she's doing
$1.5 million, yeah, 9 years
like
in jail,
stealing like, from kids, right?
Yeah,
Chris Jones is like, I'll pay for those wings. Like that's not going to get her out of jail. She stole food from kids during the pandemic.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry, race car backwards is race car.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, onomatopoeia is that basket thing at Thanksgiving with all the fruit in it. No, that's a horn o'plenty.
Yeah.
A cornucopia, that's the word. Cornucopia, that's what it is, yes.
913-586-7610. Phone number, text line number, your favorite 610 Sports Radio moment. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. Today's the first day of high school. Dads, moms, we need your advice for what you could give a high school student. We have fun today. Today's a show about the listeners of 610 Sports Radio. We'll be right back. We say bye-bye-bye to 610 Sports Radio. Tomorrow we go to the FM side, 96.5, The Fan, baby. Can't wait.
Woo!
Already seen excited from the text line. No more lightning static. I can hear you guys all the way out in Belton. I can hear you in Raymore. I can hear you in
actually, the dirty
Iowa.
Little secret is you can listen anywhere on the Odyssey app, too, whether
still
you're traveling
does,
or whatnot. So,
are you
yeah.
excited to drive to a new location tomorrow for a job?
I am. Okay. It's going to be interesting to see how I get there, yeah.
It's probably going to be the same drive
probably
you always
exact
had.
Same
yeah.
thing.
Probably sit in that
yeah.
same chair.
Probably in the
still
same
look
studio.
At this gorgeous face.
Yeah.
Hopefully just ask Tammy from the Westin. She thinks it's gorgeous.
Tammy likes you. She's a big fan, which is, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that I'm here from right now that are like, I really like what you guys have going on. And usually when you start something new, Dusty, nobody likes anything. So
yeah,
tip of the cap to me.
Yep. Bob gets credit. Kling gets credit. Matt gets credit.
That's right.
Those are the three driving horses that got this this guy here. So, and Steven Spector.
I hope we don't have to look at this banner anymore either.
I hope we don't have to smell it.
Oh, does it smell?
You're used to it.
I don't smell it, no.
Ugh.
I come in and Lysol the whole studio down anyway.
Do you remember when you used to get like an action figure and open it up?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
like
what
that
it smells like constantly.
Okay.
You like it for about 5 minutes
yeah,
and then you're
you
over.
Yeah, you get that. You know, you're hoofing the action figure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to.
Whiteout, markers, Dittos, all that good stuff that we got to sniff back in the day in high school. Nobody
Rubber
sniffs
cement.
That stuff.
I got,
that,
I
yeah,
got a,
you could hoof
I got
that
detention
little
for
bit.
A day. Mr. Pumphrey, technology, Hall of Carter, shout it out. I don't know if he's still alive. I hope so. Smoked a lot of cigs.
Did he?
Like, this is back when he would go outside and we'd work. He'd go outside of his back door. He'd come back in smelling like an ashtray. You're like,
what,
that guy's
what class
cool.
was that?
Technology.
Technology.
Yeah, so that's okay. when we built the race car.
Yeah.
You put the little CO2 cartridge in it. I got second place.
Nice.
I did not cheat. It wasn't a Pine Tar Derby episode from South Park. If you get that reference,
yes.
congratulations. But no, kids are going back to school. So I thought this is a fun topic for you and myself and Mac. High school starts today for your
daughter. For my kid. My daughter's going to be a fresh huge day, for day you. Right? Yeah. It's a big day. Delaney, love you. Have a great time over at Olathe East today. And, you know, I was driving with her Monday. And,
yeah.
And, you know, yesterday was like that half day freshman orientation mm-hmm. type stuff, right? And I said, what's your biggest fear, you know, going into high school? And I know what my biggest fear was for her going into high school. And she goes, I don't have one anymore. I go, oh, okay. What was your biggest fear? And she goes, not having anybody in my lunch. And I'm like, exactly. That was my biggest, like, and I think, you know, people don't know this, you know, and I don't talk about it that much. I'm kind of an introvert at heart. This is my way of being an extrovert and, you know, getting that kind of out of my system. And so she's very much like me, very kind of introverted and whatnot. And she's coming out of her shell and I'm very proud of it. I still have work to do to come out of mine. She said, no, I was really concerned about lunch. And I go, I was as well. I think that's the biggest fear for a lot of people going into high school, because you're, you know, it's a new school, it's a new place, you don't know what to expect, and all you want to do is see that familiar face at lunchtime so you have somebody to sit with and you don't have to feel like you're sitting all by yourself. And she goes, no, I found out some other people are in that lunch as well. Like, okay, good. My biggest fear is subsided. She's going to be great in school. I'm really, really excited about it. But as the parent of a high school kid, my God, like,
what she'll be driving next year.
She's supposed to have a driving lesson today, but it got canceled. So,
dad and mom.
Yeah.
First day's enough, kid.
Like, somebody else is going to take her to driving school, whatever. Right. Like, cause I think it's better that way.
I would 100% agree.
I think it's better that way. You know,
they're also in fear that their parent is sitting next to them. You're also going to be the person like break, turn, right, signal. And they're just like, you're stressing me out.
Exactly.
Dad.
Yeah. No, 100% about that. And so, that's not just, and my wife even said, she goes, I'll pay how many lessons we need to pay for as long as we don't have to do it, because at least on that car, the guy's got a brake and can figure things out. Like, we can't, like, it's just easier that way. But like, as a father of a first time high schooler, like, I'm looking for advice from people who have gone through this. Like, what's the MO, man, being a high school dad? What do? You know?
Yeah. Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
Right.
Text line 913-586-7610. Best high school memories? Do you have a first day of school memory? Do you have did you have a favorite lunchbox? See, I was lucky, and I'll be honest, I can go first on this.
Sure.
I was lucky.
Yeah.
I had a very, very solid group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing about this, you saw them that Saturday night at Red Door Wine Store.
Sure.
Those were all my friends in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we're 37, 36 years old. We're still a tight niche group. So high school for me was probably a lot easier than a lot of people.
Sure.
And I'm thankful for that. I thank God every day for my friends. I think that it's one of those things where it's like, I had a helpful step, right? Like, I knew going to school that I was going to see Nick, Alex, Paul. I was going to see all those guys, no matter what. And then where I got really lucky was every year in my high school, sophomore to senior year, our lunches were basically all the same. So I didn't have to worry about, oh, where am I going to sit? Oh, okay, these guys are at this table. We're good. The other thing that I was really fortunate about is at my high school, when I was a freshman, we had a freshman center where all the kids from Blue Springs South and all the kids from Blue Springs as freshmen went to one building. It used to be called George F. Baker, I believe. They made it a freshman center.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool that I got to go see.
So a freshman year was spent away from the high school.
Yeah, for both high schools.
Yeah.
So all the freshmen were one building.
Do they still do that?
I believe so. And it was awesome.
Was it?
Yes, because I had friends that went to Blue Springs South. And I had my friends that went to Blue Springs. And everybody went to a different middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But after middle school, half of you went to a high school. The other half went to the other high school.
Right.
Well, for one solid year, we all got to be in one building and have classes together. And you built friendships that still last to this day. So I kind of had two first days of high school. I had first day of freshman center, and then I had the first day of the high school. So I loved high school. I was fortunate because I had a big group of friends. Also, I was older. So my first year of sophomore year, I was driving, which means I had everybody call me and be like, hey man, on the way to school, can you pick me up?
Yeah. What year did you flunk kindergarten?
What's that?
Did you flunk kindergarten?
No. I just had a birthday in August.
You started late.
So
yeah,
I was on that smart pivotal. Thing to do, I could have gone up a grade, but mom was like, eh.
It's better that way. Good call. Absolutely.
Sure.
Now people are doing it for sports purposes,
correct,
which I find to be absolutely pathetic.
Correct.
Like, if you're holding your child back a year because you think they're going to be some sort of athlete, you're a loser. I'm just going to put it out there right now, because your kid ain't going to be a professional athlete. And if you're holding them back for that, then that's the reason why you're doing that, you got to screw loose. But I guess
the freshman center is now closed. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. It's weird. Some places do have freshmen, so I thought some places moved away from that. When my first job in Texas, they had a sixth grade center where they put everybody for a year, and then they went to seventh and eighth grade to their middle school. I think it just kind of depends on the population and obviously what works best for those buildings. But, you know, for me, if high school was fine, nothing memorable, but college is where I thrived. Like that's where I really took that next step and started to kind of grow as a person. We were talking about it during break where, you know, you went to college that first semester and then you came home and it was like, oh my God, I got to answer to my parents again. Like, why are you asking where I'm going? I've had 4 months of doing whatever I wanted and not having to answer. Then you have to get back into that routine. That's why I never understand. Like, I don't want to live at home again. But Mac is dealing with that right now. I'm sure your mom's on your ass all the time. Where are you going? What are you doing? Where are you going? What are you doing? Find an apartment.
Searching.
You already know it.
Yeah.
We're looking.
Look for that apartment. Get it fast. I am. I'm looking for advice from other high school parents. Like, what to expect, man? How to handle this thing as a parent as my kid goes into high school? Because you know what the kids are all about. Mm-hmm. But as a parent, how do you handle it? Are you more hands-off? You more hands-on? You involved in every, moment of what they've got going on? Do you let them grow a little bit? Like, that's kind of what I'm looking for. Yeah. And, do I embarrass them at the football games? Or, I've never been one of those. I just kind of just sit there and, I'm never going to be one of those that's yelling and screaming at sporting events. My wife, on the other hand, is a different story, but...
And both your daughters play sports, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
huge. That was a huge help for me in high school. Extracurricular activities was huge for me.
Sure it is. Absolutely.
Got your friend group, had something to do, kind of had a passion. But yeah, high school's tough, man, especially at the beginning. I moved in high school. It sucked.
Yeah, it does. Somebody on the text line pointed out they went to 4 high schools in 4 years.
Oh.
I can't imagine doing that, man. Like, it is hard. Dude. It is so hard to be a high school kid and then to have to be the new kid every year for 4 years.
I can't imagine.
Man, I would not have liked that at all. From the 636, keep them involved in school activities, extracurriculars, continues to build character out of class. Yeah. I think that's, that's kind of the idea. And that's what we're doing. She's going to try out for tennis. She's going to bowl, play soccer.
Yes.
Just have some fun, man. Like do things.
Try things now.
Yeah, you get the opportunity to do it and try some different stuff. And so that's kind of, where I am. My son's starting preschool. He's in the first percentile of height and weight. If he continues this trajectory, I'll hold him back for a year just for his self-esteem. Yeah, I understand. Sure, absolutely. Yeah. You want to hold him back for something like that, that's fine. You don't feel that they're quite ready yet. That's great. But if you're holding him back because you think your kid's going to dominate on the football team, come on. I think some other people are pointing out about the lunch hour. The biggest fear for everybody was that lunch thing, making sure that you have somebody that you're going to be able to sit with. That's the most important time of the day.
Yeah. Well, I remember I had a friend, he was an acquaintance of our group, and he said, do you guys have FIDA Ed 2? And we're like, what class is that? Physical Education 2 is what he was referencing. I'm dead serious.
Say that again.
He goes, do you guys have FIDA Ed 2 as
FIDA?
Well? Yeah. And I go, what are you talking about, FIDA Ed 2? Physical Education 2, the acronym. I said, he's not going to make it. Well, guess what? He didn't graduate.
He didn't graduate. High school?
Did not graduate. Loser.
What's he doing now?
Couldn't tell you. Don't care. Never liked the guy.
From the 913, I have twin boys starting 9th grade at Lawrence High today. That's an interesting dynamic because my daughters are 12 months, 20 days apart. So I got a 9th grader and an 8th grader, and completely different people. Completely different people. My oldest one is more like me, more reserved, just kind of like to watch things happen. My other one will talk the paint off a wall, as we've had those discussions. So completely different. I wonder if the twins are completely different as well, too. Like, how different that dynamic. One guy's going to come back and had a great day. The other one's going to be like, oh, I didn't have such a great day.
Terrible.
Like, I can't imagine dealing with double the high school emotions that are going to go on today over there for you, man.
I also thought it was interesting. Somebody says, first day of kindergarten as a parent, will you have any advice for me? I'll tell you this. Take as much video as you can, because that kid's just only going to get older, and you're going to want to remember those moments. I'm old enough to know that I was just at my house. I sent you guys the pictures of when I was younger. And I can repost one of, I guess I can repost some of them. But I remember I could see the pictures. There were parents with the old video camera recorders. And I could see my mom in these pictures. And you can just tell she's an emotional wreck because there I am in the bus window looking out, waving excited, and all the parents like, you'll never get that memory again.
No, I'm like my wife sent in pictures this morning of you know, our daughter in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And side by side with her high school pick. I'm like, God, it makes you just go, look at Max like crying over there. Like,
that's happy, but it's sad.
It goes so fast.
That's crazy.
It's more about us watching our lives spiral away.
Right. And I have this question before we go to break. Is the first day of school harder for the parent or the student?
Depending on what grade it is, I think.
High school freshman.
Oh, yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
Because my daughter said to my wife yesterday, she goes, I thought Dad was going to get ready to start crying in the car the other day. And I was like, I was really close to crying. Like, they don't understand. And I don't think I understood until I became a parent. Mm-hmm. The love that you have for your child is just unquestionably.
No doubt.
It's like it's to a different level. And the only thing that makes you happy, and this is where I'm speaking from, the only thing that makes me happy is when I see those two girls come home and they had a great day and they're happy. And my mother always used to say, you're only as happy as your most unhappy child, right? And that is true. When your kid's going through something and it's not going right for them, your heart breaks. I mean, it shatters when it's not going right for your child. And the kids don't understand that. But then they have kids and they're like, oh my God, I totally see what you're talking about. So yeah, like I was emotional. I think my wife was emotional yesterday dropping her off, you know, at high school and whatnot, because you've watched them grow. And now it's like your childhood basically just ended on Tuesday. And now it's time to get into high school. Grades matter, sports matter, like all this stuff matters. And you take it to a new level and, you know, you're with them every step of the way. And you're thinking in 4 years, they're off to college and childhood is done. And I'm not ready for that, because that means I'm older. My mother said to me the other day, she goes, you know, when the Olympics come around, you're gonna be over 50 again. I'm like, yeah, thanks, Mom. I appreciate
thanks, Mom.
That.
Yeah. That's thank like almost you. Like, yeah. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
We should have a segment called Thanks, Mom. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, AFC North gets a little spicy. We'll tell you why on the other side.
What a great song.
Makes me want to take my shirt off.
Makes me want to fly like a seagull.
Way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Mac, where's this one come from?
Katie in Wichita, The Promise by Win in Rome.
Oh, I thought this was Flock of Seagulls. Six of one, half a dozen of another. Welcome you know how many times I said Win in Rome when we were in Rome? Never. Not once. I did not.
Made me want to puke thinking you said it more than twice.
I did not.
Brandon Ayuk in the news again. What did we see yesterday, boys? All but done. Pittsburgh is planning to sign the wide receiver, they say.
Not so fast, my friend.
Yeah, maybe.
Now he's close to a deal with San Francisco this
again,
morning.
So now it's back, right? It's Pittsburgh, it's San Francisco, it's San Francisco, it's Pittsburgh. I've gone cross-eyed.
Oh, God. Snip, snap.
Yeah. I had to get a plasma TV. by far one of the best episodes, the date night episode.
The bloopers, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. When he looks at that TV. Anyways, Brandon Ayuk. If he does go to Pittsburgh, does that make the AFC North better, or is it still the same?
No, I don't think it changes anything at all, because I don't think you win championships by having wide receivers on your roster. It's done because you have a good quarterback and a good head coach. And I love Mike Tomlin, but he ain't got no quarterback.
I think it's interesting because if Brandon Ayuk goes to the AFC North, they might have the best division of receivers in the AFC.
Oh God, yeah.
Now you might say Miami, Waddle and Hill.
But who else does that division have? Garrett
Jamar
Wilson,
Chase, T. Wiggins.
No, the AFC East. I mean,
oh yeah, yeah. Well, nobody in Buffalo.
Nobody in Buffalo. Nobody
Miami
in New England.
No one in New England.
And you've got Garrett Wilson, right?
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Waddle and Hill. So that's
Mike
only
Williams,
three.
If you count them, yeah.
Yeah. But in the North, I mean, like every team will have like
a wide receiver
one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. I mean, Baltimore's got Zay Flowers. He just hates Legarius Sneed.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati has Jamar Chase and T. Higgins for one last ride.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Jamar Chase isn't shown to practice.
He just didn't show up? Like, what's that about?
And
like,
he's two years away from the contract.
Just not showing up today? I mean, like, just not
ridiculous.
Working? I mean, yeah. Like, the 2 years remaining, like, I'm all about guys getting their money, big union supporter, but you do that when you have 1 year remaining on your contract.
Yeah. And
so he just didn't come to work. Like,
right.
I don't know where he is. But Pittsburgh could potentially have two, George Pickens and, you know, Ayuk.
But
maybe.
The one thing that sticks out to me about the Ayuk talks to Pittsburgh is that what you say, they don't have a quarterback and they've got to load that team.
Yeah.
Plus, they've got George Pickens and Brandon Ayuk. That doesn't sound like a good combination because we just did the top divas yesterday according to the list.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase wasn't on there. Brandon Ayuk was on there, and so was George Pickens. And those two who both want the ball, who both want to get paid, and both want to be the guy on the same team. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it works. Maybe, you know, sometimes people with opposite personalities in the same room, it works.
But sometimes also having a good leader like Mike Tomlin stops all of that kind of stuff. And like if there's Andy Reid and Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh are probably the only three guys that could bring in a big ego and make that big ego work with everybody else.
I would probably add Dan Campbell on that list too, just because he's kind of a
enough about him.
Deal with that yet.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no egos on that team.
Like, I like Dan Campbell, but I'm not quite ready to put him in that category because I don't know enough about Dan Campbell, right?
Yeah.
So those are the three: Harbaugh, John, Andy Reid, and then Mike Tomlin.
That's it. No, I think that's good. I think this is 100% change.
It also shows you there's a bunch of losers that coach in the NFL because there's only three that can really, you know, handle an ego.
And to be fair, I guess for Tomlin, we didn't know until we knew. So maybe there's some other guys that are great at diffusing these situations and we just won't know until they leave their teams. You know, right. Le'Veon Bell, AB leave Pittsburgh. We're like, oh my God, how did Tomlin keep those guys quiet for 6, 5, 7 years, whatever it was?
Because Tomlin is unbelievable.
Because he's amazing.
He's a leader.
Exactly.
He is a leader and guys believe in him. Like Brandon Ayuk, this whole situation, like, where's Kyle Shanahan in all of this, right? Why isn't he kind of getting involved and kind of quelling all of this, right?
Love the text line response here. Tom made it work with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown.
That's what Mac just said. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you look at, like, the track record and the winning records, and Mike Tomlin never had under 500 record. You'd think that somebody like that with those personalities can make it work.
Yeah, from the 816, why are you acting like Russell Wilson is terrible? LOL. 3,000 yards. Have you watched football over the last 2 years?
I think they're being facetious.
No, I don't think they are.
I don't think they are. No.
No, if you went, if you're just a stat watcher, you're going to look at box score. Yeah, sure, he's average to above average. He's just not, though. Eye test, Russell Wilson is not.
We just watch the games.
But screw Russell Wilson. Justin Fields, I think, can be really, really good quarterback still.
But they're not saying he's going to be the quarterback, right? They're saying, I saw something yesterday, like Russell Wilson's the quarterback until Russell Wilson's not the quarterback.
I haven't seen that.
I saw that, like, it was a reporter, you know, giving his, like, take on what was going on. They're like, Mike Tomlin said he's going to be the quarterback until he's not the quarterback. And so I think they're going to go with Russell. I think that's a mistake. But I don't think, like, Justin Fields is any better. When you have two quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback. And so if Justin Fields can't beat out Russell Wilson, what does that tell you about Justin Fields?
Bust. I don't know. I think by week 7 Justin Fields is a starter.
They are unsure who will start week 2 preseason game.
Yeah.
From that same guy, I'm not LOL. He's not a terrible quarterback. Mike Tomlin can win with Wilson easily. All right, I'll give you that second part. Tomlin did win with Duck Hodges.
Fair enough.
Like okay, yeah. I'll give you that. If that's what you want to say, like I believe in Russell Wilson because of Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to that. I'm definitely open to that conversation. We can have that all day because everybody knows I love Mike Tomlin. So I'm in on that. I think.
And two wide receivers, two great wide receivers.
Yeah.
And thanks to Mike Tomlin, Duck Hodgins has a babe of a girlfriend.
Does he?
Yeah, Lainey Wilson.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Wilson Phillips?
Yep. Hold on for one more day because we come back. We talked about who is responsible for why the Chiefs are dominating the AFC West. You're going to love it. I guarantee it. It's not a Menace Warehouse ad, but it could be. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. This is 610 Sports Radio.
This considered a deep cut?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a top 5 Bruce song for
me. I love this song.
So whoever, and I'll get into it in a little bit later, but whoever requested this, Mac, let us know.
It's Terry in Green Bay.
Another rain falling.
I think it's supposed to be a little sunnier later today. Great song. I never know off the Rising album which songs are considered deep cuts and which are considered like hits anymore because I love the entire album. It's probably my favorite Bruce album.
I think the most polarizing thing about this song is if you ever go to YouTube, Mac, I'll send you the video. He sings this in Barcelona where their main language of tongue is Spanish.
Yeah.
They sing this entire song in English. And he stops singing and lets the crowd sing. It's awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. I'll send you guys the video after this because Bruce is the man. So is Bob and so is Mac. I'm just a guy. Fesco of the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. I actually told my family this is the song I want played at my funeral.
That?
Yeah. That's a jam, baby. That's a jam.
Are you going to have a funeral?
Probably. The rate I'm going.
See, I'm not interested in a funeral. I'm not really interested in going to any funerals
anymore.
I want
anymore. My funeral like, party.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I want mine at a bar.
I want when you walk in to see the casket, you pick up a beer and there's a beer opener on the casket and you just put the cap in there.
Yeah.
Everything's going to burn anyway. Yeah. Cremate me and send me to the mountains.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to be cremated. It's going to be an urn at the end of a bar.
I want to be like Hunter S. Thompson. I want to be put in a cannon and have somebody famous shoot it out.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That's how Hunter S. Thompson, you know who shot the cannon?
Uh-uh.
Johnny Depp.
No kidding?
Yeah, they were very close because he played Fear and Loathing. He played Hunter S. Thompson in that movie.
Yeah.
He went and lived with him for a while, learned how to be him, learned who he was. They became really good friends. And then Hunter S. Thompson committed suicide, was cremated, put into a cannon over the mountains. And
where would you be scattered?
The Jamaican Sea, the Caribbean Sea.
Have you been there?
Yes.
Okay. Mac, what about you?
Morbid.
Arrowhead.
Yeah, 50 yard line.
I mean, I knew that was going to come in on the
bury
text
me
line.
Chief.
You know it.
What about you?
You know, probably over the ocean somewhere.
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about where
right
I want to be scattered. You know, maybe over Italy. I don't know. But no, I'm not doing a funeral. I don't want, like, I think funerals are passe.
They're
a
expensive.
Lot now. They're expensive. No question about that. But I also think, like, nobody wants to sit there and cry. We want to have a party and celebrate life. Like, I like the term celebration of life. Put my picture up, give people beer, smokehouse barbecue, and let them take care of business, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll get back into the Royals a little bit later. I know you don't want us to dissect the Royals, but we're not going to do that. We'll just give you some optimism or some sort of realistic takes about the Kansas City Royals. But I do want to give credit where credit is due. How great has Mike McDaniels been, or Josh McDaniels, been for the AFC West?
Been fantastic.
I sent you guys this text last night. He is the reason why everyone outside of the Chargers, which the Chargers are their own.
Yeah, they're their own
disaster. Yeah. But Josh McDaniels, story comes out yesterday that in 2023, the Raiders GM, or then Raiders GM, Dave Ziegler, had a deal in place to trade up for the second overall pick to draft C.J. Stroud, but head coach Josh McDaniels overruled Ziegler. They signed Jimmy Garoppolo to a 3-year, $72 million deal. Jimmy Garoppolo, I believe, now is in the Rams organization. C.J. Stroud is on the come and as one of the better new starters of the NFL and potentially an MVP candidate this year to see how things go. Rewind the clocks back when Josh McDaniel was a head coach for the Broncos. You remember who he drafted at quarterback?
Tim Tebow.
Now, they got a playoff win against the Mike Tomlin Steelers at the time, but that wasn't Tebow. That was...
Hey, didn't he throw the only touchdown pass in that game?
He threw one to Demaryius Thomas.
In overtime.
Yes.
Yeah.
In overtime on a slant, 5-yard slant, and Demaryius Thomas, also a Josh McDaniel pick, probably the best pick he's ever had, RIP, caught that pass and housed it, game over, before the rules changed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the only moment McDaniels has. But because of what he's done to two franchises, we talk about this all the time. If you get it wrong at quarterback, it sets you back.
Kills you.
And we're looking at the Carolina Panthers, for example. They went and got Bryce Young. They trade away their picks. They trade away everything. They got rid of DJ Moore and did all this stuff, draft Bryce Young. If he's not right, which I don't think he's going to be, that sets them back another 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. The Raiders quarterback this year is Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew. Last year, it was Jimmy Garoppolo and Aiden O'Connell. Previously, Derek Carr. Fine. But he wasn't anything worth a darn. You look at the Broncos. They drafted Tebow. They fired Josh McDaniel. They brought in Peyton Manning, sold their soul
Did Peyton come in after Josh McDaniels did?
Yes.
He did? Okay. Yes. Wow, Josh McDaniels was the coach of the Broncos that long ago?
Yeah,
I mean,
Tim Tebow.
Because 2015, Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl, guys. Like, yeah. That's a decade ago. Josh McDaniels, wow.
Well, the Chiefs have won the division for 7 consecutive years. It's about to be 8.
Yeah, but it's just like, wow, just like time like that. You know, we were talking about how fast it goes.
Tebow has played for the Mets. Been a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Played for the Patriots for a second.
Patriots for a hot minute. Yeah.
And because of moves like that.
I heard did you see what happened to his wife the other day? She got carjacked.
Whoa. No, I didn't.
Yeah. Tebow's wife was carjacked.
That's terrible.
I saw a story on that. It was behind a paywall, so I couldn't get the whole thing, but it was like, oh my goodness, like, whoa. I mean, so like Tim Tebow back in the news, but Josh McDaniels, there's a couple of different angles to go with on Josh McDaniels. Mm-hmm. The number one angle for me is Bill Belichick and that reign of, I don't want to call it a reign of terror over the NFL, but that reign of thinking that everybody you hire from his coaching tree is going to be good. Bill Belichick disciples have ruined more franchises in the NFL than any other coaching tree has ever ruined, right? You think about the biggest weed that infests your yard and destroys your lawn. That's the Bill Belichick coaching tree, right? Like he put out not arguably the worst coaching tree of all time. He put out the worst coaching tree of all time. Anybody who came off of that Bill Belichick tree and went out on their own was an abject failure. Okay.
Yeah.
We saw it firsthand here in Kansas City. We saw it with other coaches around the NFL. We saw it at KU. I mean, like everybody that came off of that Bill Belichick tree was a rotten, infested root, and they destroyed franchises. Josh McDaniels destroyed too. So the NFL can no longer get ruined by Bill Belichick disciples. If you hire somebody that worked for Bill Belichick, you're an idiot, and you're setting your organization up for failure. Knowing what we know now, and that's not a shot at the Pioli hire because that was a great hire then, but now we know what we know. Anybody coming off of that Belichick tree is just an infesting turd of the NFL.
Yeah.
And so Josh McDaniels
infesting
ruined
turd.
Two franchises.
Infesting turd.
The C.J. Stroud one, though, I don't know that he would have had success with the Raiders.
What did you say? A moron sandwich with idiot meat in the middle?
Yeah, moron sandwich is the idiot's meat in the middle.
Is that another? We're almost to my top moments of 610 Sports Radio at 8 o'clock. But infesting turd, I'm going to use that the rest of my life.
They're an infesting turd on the NFL.
Is that another prime example of why I think at the end of the day Andy Reid is considered better than Bill Belichick? Because you look the Andy Reid tree, bro.
It's good.
Very good.
Yeah. No, Andy Reid's a better coach than Bill Belichick.
There are definitely some misses in the Andy Reid tree. I'll give you that.
Who?
I mean, if you gave me enough time. Yeah, I mean, he's up there.
Dennis Allen's on the Andy Reid tree?
Sean McDermott.
Sean McDermott's done. I mean,
no. Sean McDermott's, no.
That's a win.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you look at.
But Andy Reid fired him, so I don't know if he considers himself part of the Andy Reid tree, but you have to.
But how many coaches under Belichick have won Super Bowls?
None.
How many have had
a winning season?
The only successful coach from the Bill Belichick coaching tree in the NFL is Bill O'Brien.
I don't think he was a successful.
He was a good coach. He was okay. He was a bad GM.
I mean,
yeah, terrible GM. He traded DeAndre Hopkins for what's his face?
He
the
blew
running
a
back.
24-0 lead in the playoffs.
Yeah, you let Dan Sorensen beat you. You got to go.
I don't know.
Plus, he could blow his nose and wipe his ass at the same time because he had that little chin.
Oh, it's like, what are you talking about?
That's for me, myself, and Irene. Damn, Daddy. You look like you could blow your nose and wipe your ass at the same time. Oh, you don't like my chin. Dude, it's so good. I don't know the last time you see that movie, but you probably should watch it again.
A long time, obviously.
Yeah, you need to revisit.
Okay, fine. Marginal success.
That's what I'm saying. That's one.
That's one.
It's marginal.
Yeah.
Harbaugh, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? Doug Peterson, Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Matt Nagy, Coach of the Year.
Yeah. Steve Spagnuolo, best defensive coordinator maybe of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
bad head coach, great defensive coordinator.
Yeah, not a great head coach.
That's okay.
That was a mistake.
Know your lane.
But that's fine. Yeah, know your role. You stay in your role. You're defensive coordinator. You're going to dominate at that, make a lot of money, and have a lot of success. There's nothing wrong with that. But everybody that's come off that Bill Belichick tree has been an infesting turd on the NFL. There's just no other way to put it, right? They didn't make the franchises that they went to better than when they got there. And that is your ultimate goal. Did I leave this place better than when I found it, right? Did I leave this world a better place than before I was born? How do I leave things? Do I leave them better? And not one person that came off that Bill Belichick tree left their situations better than it was before they got there. And so thank God that's done. Thank God he's out of the NFL, because so many owners just continue to go back to that well of the Belichick tree, and it was a dead stick and the well was dry, but yet people continued to go back there. But I don't think C.J. Stroud has the same type of success, because I love D'Amico Ryans. Like he's creeping up into my top two or three coaches in the NFL. This is going to be a big test, after the
Can he surpass Tomlin? Because your number one's Andy, right?
Andy's one and Tomlin's two.
He said he's creeping in your top two.
He's creeping. He's creeping, man. Let's see what he does.
He ain't going to jump Andy, so he's going to jump Mike.
He's not going to jump Andy. But let's see what he does this year, right? It's a big year for him. Fair. Like, if they go to the postseason this year, win a couple of games, Tomlin doesn't. But if Tomlin goes to the playoffs with Russell Wilson, and Tomlin maintains, like, I love both of those guys, man. You're asking me to pick my favorite child at this point, right?
Who is?
My oldest. No, I kid. I kid, Katie. I kid. She always says, Delaney's your favorite anyway.
Oh,
you know?
Man. No.
You never have a favorite child. You just want them both to be happy, right?
Yeah.
Then depending on if your child does something that you know warrants them behind bars, then but you still love your child.
Yeah, you always love.
But I just don't think C.J. Stroud had, like, C.J. Stroud should wake up this morning going, thank God the Raiders didn't draft me.
No doubt. And I can't wait for him to wake up and say, man, that sucks. I had to lose to Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game.
From the 816, isn't Saban from Bill? How'd Nick Saban do in the NFL? He quit after his only year as a head coach in the NFL and went back to college.
Mm. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty and Odyssey Station. That's the last time I'll read that. Live.
Now you got 9 o'clock. All right. Don't we do that line or not?
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nope, it goes from the system. So that's it.
That's it. That's the last time. Wow.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.